It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back in it on a Thursday. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you. Hope you're all having a great day. Sun's starting to come up a little bit earlier and earlier and earlier. You love to see it.
The earlier it comes up, the earlier it sets. December 22nd, can't get here soon enough.
Winter solstice.
Let's go. Shortest day of the year. Then the days get longer, and then you can smell spring in the air.
913-586-7965. Do you hate the Raiders, Broncos, or Chargers more?
Does anybody even register with the Chargers?
Harbaugh is going to make them hateable. Yeah. I think that we can all kind of agree that they are the team on the come in the AFC West.
No doubt. Yeah.
They have the best, outside of Andy and Patrick, I think they have the best QB coach combo.
It's today.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be interesting to
who
see.
Who do you trust more, Jared Goff and Dan Campbell, Justin Herbert, or John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh?
Goff and Campbell.
Okay.
Yeah, Goff and Campbell right now. Okay. Absolutely. They've been together for a lot longer and have had some success right now.
I just meant talent-wise.
I don't know.
Goff is better than Herbert?
I don't know. I'm not a Herbert
fan. I know Mac
fan.
Does.
Yeah, I'm just not a Herbert fan. I think he was crowned and then was never able to get rid of the crown. And he did blow a 35-point lead or whatever it was in the playoffs and hasn't been back.
Is that him or Staley?
Well, I think it's a combination of everything. But you're the quarterback. If you're going to get credit for the Super Bowls and you get credit for the losses.
He's also
well,
so. The same kind of narrative that you would have as well, like another coach.
Yeah,
another coach,
it is. Right? Yeah, right. And so we'll see. Maybe this is the one that works for him, but I'm not ready to go out there and, you know, anoint him. I just feel like when we anoint quarterbacks, it's people nationally trying to find somebody other than Patrick Mahomes, and that just bothers me. I'm just going to be honest with you. It just bothers me. Like, this guy's going to be he played one half. Like, let's calm down. And if the doctor doesn't shoot Tyrod Taylor with the needle in the wrong spot, maybe we never hear from Justin Herbert. You know, it's like, I think, wasn't it Tyrod Taylor that?
Yeah, was.
Right,
like
punctured his lung, and so Tyrod Taylor couldn't play, and then Justin Herbert played, and you know the rest is history.
He played very well,
played great against
played
the
awesome.
Chiefs. Yeah, yeah, he played fantastic. That probably his best game against Kansas City was the first one. But
but
we'll see. You know, you got to do it on the field before I'm ready to crown you. For Chiefs, we're thankful for beginning next week every day at 6:40. We're going to play a highlight from a Chiefs player we are thankful for. We're going to do one every day next week. We'll have 5 qualifiers, and then on Friday we'll announce who wins the $500 Hy-Vee gift card right before Thanksgiving. So every day next week, be listening at 6:40. We'll play a highlight of a Chief we're thankful for. You call in, be caller number 6, get your name on the list, and then Friday, the 5 qualifiers, 1 will win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card for Thanksgiving. So we're looking forward to that.
Last week, Baltimore beat Denver 41-10. Baltimore is favored by 9. There were some people that were like, stay away from it. You know, Denver's got a chance. We did our script last week, and one of the things that I predicted, which is once in about every 10 times I get something right, I said that Baltimore would blow Denver out. And the reason I said that is because Denver hadn't really been challenged, and Mac was agreeing at the same time. He's like, you know what? Denver's got a stretch coming up here where they play Baltimore, Kansas City, and somebody else.
Buffalo, is it? Or no, not Buffalo.
No, Buffalo played. By the way, Chiefs 1-point favorites in that game already in Vegas against Buffalo.
Ooh, and they were an underdog when the season started. I think that was their only underdog. No, San Francisco and Buffalo were the two underdog games this year. Already beat San Francisco.
Right.
And now they're the favorite against the Buffalo Bills on the road in Orchard Park. Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go, baby.
I want to say that this game against Denver opened up as Kansas City was like 8.5 favorites.
Yep.
It's now 7.5 according to DraftKings. The source that I had 7.5. So it's gone down a point. Not sure really why. I think it's just because it's maybe Mahomes' ankle thing or whatever, but he, like Bob said, it's fine. Rest assured, he's going to be easy. It's in Arrowhead. But I think this is one of those games, and I tell people, you know, be yourself, be original, but it's okay to sometimes take people's, you know, things and try to spin them to your own, right? Sure. Like, I have role models in life that I kind of take some that they do.
Oh, you're welcome.
and try to, like, you know, implicate that throughout to give respect or pay homage to those people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's time for the Chiefs to pay homage to the Baltimore Ravens. Go be the Ravens of last week, this week. It's time. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it as in, like, it has to happen. I'd be satisfied if they won 23-14 against Denver this week, which is still a 9-point victory, which would still cover the spread.
But we all want that blowout.
And I think this is the team you could do it to, because there is a lot of key factors that's in this game, right? Does a blowout against Denver looking like Baltimore, right? Because Baltimore loses to Cleveland, then they blow out Denver, and everybody forgets that they lost to Cleveland, Vegas, and the Chiefs, right?
It's a week-to-week league, and
if this team blows out Baltimore, or I mean Denver this week, like let's say the Chiefs win 35-7, right? Just say that's the number.
Yeah.
Does that solidify to the world that the Chiefs are that team, that there's no longer the conversation of, yeah, they're undefeated, but they haven't really arrived yet, but they still need some things to be answered, but
yeah,
they're
not
the team? You know, is there something else? And if that's not what it is, what is there that's going to have to happen for them to do it?
They win 35-7 and Patrick Mahomes doesn't throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, and people will still be questioning the offense. Because if they go up 35-7, maybe they have a special teams touchdown, a defensive touchdown. Let's just, you know, have the conversation for argument's sake. And Patrick Mahomes throws 1 touchdown pass and 189 yards. People will say, yeah, they won, but the offense still isn't clicking and all of that nonsense like they like to do. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs need to go out there for the national perspective, right? I don't really care what they say, but you do, because everybody's talking about the Chiefs and people trying to figure out if they're good or not and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
They need to go out there and have one of those games where Patrick Mahomes goes for about 350, 3 touchdowns. DeAndre has 100. Travis has 100 yards. And, you know, you get a couple of big plays from Kareem Hunt in the run game. Like, have one of those offensive games that people have been waiting for since 2018. Why we're still waiting for that game nationally, I don't know, but it seems like people are. And I've really come to, you know, learn that the truth isn't really necessarily the truth. It's what you believe to be the truth, what your perception is. And for whatever reason, people still have this perception in 2024 that the Chiefs offense is failing and it's not doing a good job and it's not living up to its standards, which is further from the truth than anything we've ever seen. So, so I think they need to go out there and have one of those games where they just absolutely beat the snot out of somebody from an offensive standpoint for people to say, okay, they've arrived. Because if they go out there and they do what Baltimore did to Denver, I think people will finally start waking up and going, okay, this is a legit 17-0. This is a legit Super Bowl three-peat. Like, throw your arms up and go, there's just nothing stopping this team right now. So I think they need to do that at least one game this year, and preferably this weekend would be nice going into the Buffalo game. Because I think if you blow Denver out and you send a message at noon on Sunday, remember the game is noon on Sunday. If you send a message noon on Sunday and kick the out of Denver,
can't say that.
You can't say that. Kick the it out of Denver, then you are going to be talked about all week going in, because everybody's talking about the Buffalo game next week, right? Like, they're already starting to talk about the Buffalo game. And if you go out there and you destroy Denver and you wreck Denver, and everybody on Monday morning is going to go, uh-oh, right before Buffalo, the Chiefs found the secret sauce. Mm. Whatever that secret sauce may be. Maybe it's the sweet zing sauce.
Is it the comeback sauce?
Could be the comeback sauce from, you know, KFC, or, you know, whatever kind of Cajun butter sauce you want. Whatever you want, baby, right?
Lube me up.
Yeah, so that's where I think it has to go this weekend. I think for them to get that final kind of like, okay, they've arrived, you go out there and kick Denver's ass. And if Baltimore can do it, so can you.
No doubt.
Well, and to piggyback off you, Bob, if you don't blow Denver out this weekend, you're 9-0. Obviously, things are still great, but you're right. The national media is still not.
I don't know. Yeah, Buffalo. Don't know. Right.
And then you beat Buffalo, you're 10-0. Now, all of a sudden, you're going into the Carolina Panthers game, kind of like with some pressure, like you kind of need to blow that team out because you hadn't done it. And I know that's so stupid to say, because you'd be 10-0, you'd be atop the AFC, you'd be top the NFL, but still have that kind of monkey on your back. So, yeah, this is kind of the weekend to do it, I feel like.
Let's go. Just go have some fun out there, right?
Exactly.
Like go get DeAndre Hopkins more involved. Go get Xavier Worthy back involved in the game plan. Let him know what the sideline is all about and how to navigate that thing. and whatnot, and you know.
And I think this is an interesting text from the text line. It says, we all just need to accept the Chiefs don't boat race anyone. We all thought last week was the week. They just never do it anymore. And to say they don't do it anymore is not factually true. To say they don't do it as much as anybody else, or they do it, you know, maybe the fewest out of the teams that are dominant, is true. Because last year they beat the Bears like 42-10.
They did. Yeah.
They have those games where they can be more superior than the other team, right? And we've got all the scores up there. I mean, I don't know. They've won a game this year 28-18 on the road.
That's a 10-point win in the NFL. That's a big win.
That's not a boat race, though, which I think this is the
other. What is a boat race?
And that's where I'm going. This is where I think people get it lost. Like, what do you consider a blowout? Because I look at a game like that San Francisco 49ers game. It might not be the definition of a boat race, but it's the definition of an ass kicking, because Brock Purdy was not good. His only touchdowns were rushing touchdowns, and the Chiefs' defense was, you know, a cheese blanket to their offense.
Right,
and
you gave up 18 points to San Francisco, and you scored 28. That's a boat race.
And so I think the thing that's crazy is that, like, they can do that, but also, like, what would you rather have? Show all your chips in the regular season and have evidence out there, or be like, we can win with this sort of playbook, and when we need to bring, like, if I was any team in the NFL right now that was going to be competitive in the playoffs, I would take that overtime drive the Chiefs had against Tampa Bay, and I would study it. I would study that drive, because that is the Chiefs team that when that sort of offense is played, that's where you can't beat them, because Mahomes was so methodical. That's what it looked like against San Francisco in the Super Bowl. That's what it looked like against Tampa Bay. And unfortunately, you did have to show a hand against Tampa Bay in that overtime to win the game.
Yeah, but that's the style of offense that I think we've all kind of loved with Patrick Mahomes. Just move the ball down the field. Nobody got in your way. You score a touchdown, you win a game, and you move on, and you own that overtime period. But, you know, Andy is a different coach. I mean, Andy doesn't want to embarrass people, right? Like, Andy respects the game, if you will. And if he's up big on somebody, he is going to call off the dogs. He's not going to go out there unless you've crossed him, right? The Chicago Bears, well, they crossed the Kansas City Chiefs by the way they treated Matt Nagy. So they took their aggression out on them. I would imagine after that game in Denver and losing that game to the Broncos, there's a little bit of revenge factor out there right now for Patrick Mahomes and this organization, because people say, oh, they beat the Chiefs last year. Yeah, Mahomes was puking in a garbage can and couldn't stand up. You've had the flu. You know, this guy played in an NFL game with the flu.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't get up out of bed when I have the flu, let alone go out there and, you know, play a football game. So I just think right now where this team is, they're not going to go out there and embarrass anybody unless you've done something to them. And then when you've done something.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something to them, they're going to return the favor and do something to you. And so I kind of think that's where we are right now, because both games last year against the Broncos were close. The Thursday nighter at Arrowhead was a very close game. And then obviously they lost the one out in Denver last year. So I think last year sent the message to the Chiefs, hey, Denver plays you tough. We got to go out there. And you know what? All right, you're not going to play us tough this week. We're going to go out there and we're going to kick your ass.
The other thing, this is a good text from the 816. I think you know the answer to it. Texter and everybody here says, serious question going around my work. Do the Chiefs play down to their opponents, or does everyone play up to
everyone
the Chiefs?
Everyone plays up to
exactly.
The Chiefs.
Yeah. You get everybody's Super Bowl, yet you're still 8-0. We had this conversation on Tuesday.
Right.
Where yesterday, where we're talking about how it's laughable. We led the show with that. And I think it's laughable that everyone says, oh, yeah, Chiefs, right? No, they're not the best team. Okay, well, they had one of the toughest, if not the toughest, strength of schedules in the first half of the season and went undefeated. Not only that, you're getting everybody's best effort.
They've gotten everybody's best effort since 2019, and they've put up an unbelievable record and won three Super Bowls. That in and of itself is remarkable. They get everybody's best effort every single game because everybody knows if they beat the Chiefs, they've arrived, if you will, no matter what their record is.
And you're going to get talked about for the entire week.
And you're going to get talked about for the week. Did the Jets put out the blueprint to beat the Chiefs? Like every week the Chiefs lost, you heard that kind of nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, the blueprint's here. The blueprint to beat the Chiefs. You mark my words. If they lose a game this regular season, and let's say it's to Buffalo next week just for argument's sake, there will be conversation on Monday morning. Did Buffalo give the rest of the NFL the blueprint to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? The answer is no to that question. There's no blueprint to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
The blueprint to win the AFC West is a win no matter what this weekend. Yeah. You win this, your first box that you check off every season, win your division, right? That's always number one. No matter if you are the back-to-back champs or you've never won your division before, your first goal every year is win your division. You win this game against Denver this week, the AFC West is over.
Right.
Right? Like, I think it's done. And then if you get to Buffalo, if Buffalo didn't beat you, right, there's so much pressure on Buffalo next week because...
Is this the last team that can beat the Chiefs on their way to 17-0?
There's that. If Buffalo doesn't win, right, like, then the AFC's possibly over.
Done.
Yeah, it's over.
Right?
Yeah. Done, yeah.
And I mean, even if Buffalo does win, the AFC's over. I hate to break that. The Chiefs will still have a two-game lead over Buffalo, right?
And not only that.
One game?
One game lead. Yeah, the tiebreaker. Yeah.
Where are they?
6-2.
Buffalo 6-2? My bad. Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
And they'd have the tiebreakers. So that's like a fake win. Yeah, that's why if you win, you're four games ahead.
That's interesting. Yeah.
All right. And then not only that, if this guy had 6 for 86 and 2 touchdowns the night before.
If they can clinch, I don't think they do it. If the Bills can chase them. But three-peat, I would put that in the
I like my math.
I have a hard time with the 17-0, but I also have no trouble saying when I was wrong. And I thought DeAndre Hopkins wasn't going to be a huge addition. But we saw that on third down, it's so impressive to keep these drives alive. And also, Patrick Mahomes trusts him. Yeah. And we don't see Patrick Mahomes give a lot of guys, like, chances to win challenge balls. And he's throwing up a bunch of, like, 50-50 or almost 70-30 in the other way. Like, this one right here is into triple coverage with a Pro Bowl safety back there. And he trusts DeAndre Hopkins to make that play. That's scary for everybody in the league.
Look out if that chemistry builds. Because that's another factor going into this week, right?
Oh, God,
like,
yes.
Like, everybody's added a player, like,
nobody's added something like this, though, where it's just been embraced.
Like,
and
we all
loved.
Jumped up on the Jets getting Davante Adams because that's Rodgers' guy, right? Like, this could really take the Jets to the next level. Mike Williams goes to Pittsburgh. This is what they said is Russell Wilson's DK, big body receiver outside.
Right.
Again, text line before you boat race me. I'm not saying that he's DK Metcalf. He's that for Russell in Pittsburgh, a big target that he can throw to down the field. You see Amari Cooper go to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Was nice week one, was irrelevant the next week. Was kind of battling an injury. Now we'll see how he does. And then you get DeAndre Hopkins, kind of quiet, kind of awesome. We know Mac's reaction to it. But if that chemistry builds and you throw that against Denver, because you're going to see Mr. Surtain Jr. on the field this week.
Oh, God, yes.
And you're going to have to see how DeAndre Hopkins and Patrick Mahomes do. But again, it's not necessarily the blowouts or all of that, but like they were mentioning there, 3rd and 7, I'm now comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like I hate doing golf analogies, but I love it. It's like a golfer finding out now he can hit that next iron. He used to always be a dead stick from 190 out. Oh, well, now I can hit my 4-iron pretty clean. DeAndre Hopkins is Patrick's 4-iron.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins is the security blanket that they haven't had since the days of Sammy Watkins. And I think that's important because Patrick trusted Sammy Watkins like it was nobody's business, and rightfully so. Very good wide receiver.
On those type of plays.
Yeah, on those type of plays. But as Dominique Foxworth said there on ESPN, the rest of the league should be on notice because go back and watch that triple coverage throw. I mean, Dominique Foxworth's like, okay. When you have a former NFL player going, oh, like those guys have seen it all. football. They've played it. They've been there. They've been in those moments. And then they see something like that happen and they're still flabbergasted by it. You know, like they made the right move here with DeAndre Hopkins. And it's been a great marriage so far, right? I know it's the honeymoon phase, but my God, I still go back to the picture he deleted off of Twitter for whatever reason where he was, you know, put the picture up of Moss and Brady. That's what this thing feels like right now. Like these two guys just became buddies. They became friends. It worked from the start with the two of them. And I'm anxious to see how this thing grows and how this thing becomes even better than what we've seen through the first couple of weeks of this season. And I feel like DeAndre Hopkins was the perfect ad of all those guys that you named, the perfect ad, because he knows he's at the end of his career. He's never really had a chance to win. And he senses this may be my only opportunity to get a Super Bowl win. And so I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to dominate and I'm going to leave it all on the field. And so that's why I think this is a great addition. And if he plays well, maybe you get another year contract, another type of prove it deal as you go into year 14. And you finish your career here in Kansas City or whatever the case may be. But I think DeAndre Hopkins understands what's in front of him right now. And he knows if I go out there and dominate, I'm getting a ring. And that's something I fought for 13 freaking years in this league. And now I've got a legit opportunity to do it. Let's go, baby. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.